Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. James 1:21. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 14th, 2018, Friday, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well and everyone is doing great on this Friday. We are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We chatting from the Word. We pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word. We hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there's so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. I am so pumped up today. What about you? Aren't you glad that the Lord has blessed us to see another day? Aren't you glad that the Lord woke us up this morning? Think about this, and I keep reminding everyone of this. Many have went to sleep last evening and not wake up to see this day. So we that are alive, we need to be rejoicing all over the place. You know, for this is, the psalmist says, for this is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. I believe sometimes we just don't know how to be happy. What the lesson is going to be about today? The secret of true happiness. Don't worry, be happy. So let's be happy today. Aren't you happy that Brother Oscar is on today and getting ready to share a portion of God's word with you? Aren't you happy to be in Jesus Christ? Sometimes I believe some of us think we're the most miserable people in the world. We are in Christ Jesus. But don't you know we have nothing to worry about, nothing to be sad about, nothing to hold our head down about? Although sometimes life gets to us, and that is the truth. Sometimes life brings problems, that is the truth. But if we are in Jesus Christ, don't you know that Christ is the answer to all our problems, to all our difficulties, to all our situations? Only if we accept him and truly study his word and talk with him this afternoon, Don't you know that, my friend? That's why Brother Oscar is so glad to bring you this program at this time, Chatting from the Word. Because I believe we all need someone to chat about from the Word sometimes. Now, don't we? You know, it's just good just to be talking with somebody. You know, so many people today are so lonely because they have no one to chat with. But what a good program to have like this one, a program that we can sit down and chat together. You know, some places it's cold. And I believe here in Dayton, Ohio today, it's a cool day, but it's nice. So you got the time at 2. Sit down by a cozy fire. Get your cup of hot chocolate or get your cup of hot coffee. And sit down, just relax, and get ready to hear God's divine word from Chatting from the Word. All right, we're a praying program around here. We love to pray. We love to talk with the Lord. We love to tell the Lord what is on our minds. And you know, that's way we can communicate with God is through our prayers, especially we that can get a prayer up to God, because we have to be able to get a prayer up to God. You see, we got to be able to allow to know that God hears our prayers, and the only way God hears the prayers, my friend, is to be in Jesus Christ, is to live a life for Jesus Christ. You know, on yesterday when I went off the air, when I was broadcasting the show, we had a prayer request. Brother James Ilbado from Nigeria. Brother James, forgive me. I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Because we always, he's always inboxing me on Facebook, and as I shared to everyone, I'm always on Facebook, and you can always inbox me, and that's no problem, you know. You can always talk with your brother. Well, Brother James, he inboxed me, and he asked me to pray for Brother Dan Goodyear of the Southwest Church of Christ in Tigara, Oregon. You see, Brother Goodyear is getting ready to go up to Nigeria to hold a meeting. And we want to pray that brother have traveling grace so that he can get back up there, come back and be his loved one. You know, some of us, I believe that we do not understand the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I believe sometimes we don't believe that the gospel had that power to save today. But I believe it is, and I thank God for brothers like Dan Goodyear, brothers like James Abdor over there in Nigeria, who's willing to take the gospel to the masses of the people and to allow the masses of the people to know that Jesus Christ wants them to be saved. You understand what your brother's saying here? This afternoon, the gospel, my friend, still has the power to save. So let's pray for Brother Goodyear when he go up and have this meeting. Let's pray for Brother James and the Nigerian church up there so that they may win souls for Jesus Christ. We're going to pray for them. And also, my sister, Annette Glaze, she's up in Houston, Texas. We was talking earlier today, and she said, Bo, which called me Bo. Last night I've been suffering with so many cramps and so much pain. You know, she goes through dialysis, and she's real sick. And her husband also is going through some sick issues. You know that sometimes I don't know why I'm saying sometimes. Your time when we get older, this body just do not work as it once did. This body, once you get older, this body breaks down, and that is the normal cycle of life. The body breaks down. We all get sick, and so we want to pray for them. We want to pray for my sister and her husband. So for the fact that they may be able to get around, and that my sister's cramps will be all right. So nothing. It's nothing serious, if you understand what I'm trying to say. You know, it's Apostle Paul that tells us to pray ceasing. In 1 Thessalonians 5, 17 and 18, Paul said, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. We're going to go to prayer for this at this time. We're going to pray for the ones that ask for prayers, and we want to pray for all of you all also that are standing in the need of prayer. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your wonderful blessings. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to get up and helping us to make it this day, Father, because we recognize that only you and you alone have made this day possible and brought this day about. So, Father, we want to thank you for that. We want to thank you for your son, Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, dying on the cross, may have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for those that are on our prayer list today, Brother Dan Goodyear. We pray, Father, that he may make it down there to Nigeria and have a successful meeting along with Brother James Applebore. Boy, we hope that they have a successful meeting and tell many about Jesus Christ and allow them to know that Christ's power is here to save. Allow them to know that Christ wants them to be saved. And we want to pray for my sister, Annette. Pray for my sister. She is, her husband's going through some changes. So we want to pray that her cramps is not as bad. Her cramps is not leading to, Father, we want to pray that her cramps do not lead to anything seriously. So, Father, we ask that you be with my sister, Father. We want you, Father, to heal her body, if it be your will. In Jesus' name, Father, be with her. Be with the listeners that's listening, Father. Whatever they're going through, whatever ailment that they're having, whatever they're struggling through to make it, Father, ask that you be with them in their illnesses. If it's be your will, help them to go through their illnesses, Father. If it be your will, heal that body, but not allow them to know that you are God and besides thee there is no other. Oh, Father, help us all to get through this life, to get through our storms, to get through our struggles. Help us to get to the other side where you are, Father, and so that we can go to heaven and be you to all eternity. Oh, Father, we come praying for this program, Chatting from the Word. Help us, Father, to keep them on the air. Father, help us to help those that need to be helped. Help us to give those who really need spiritual guidance. And Father, help us with the lesson today. Help us to bring the words of Christ and make them be alive to those that are listening. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank all that prayed with us and prayed with us this afternoon, because I believe that we all need to pray for one another. And the church needs to pray. We need to pray. You know, we live in a society where everything goes. You turn on your TV, you have bad news. You try to look at a movie and you have cursing, sex, indecency. This world today, my friend, needs prayers and praying for from those who can get a prayer up to God. If you want to request prayer, you can always call in. The call number is 867-383-0883. Or you can do like Brother James here. Inbox me on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook, and I will get your message. If I don't get it right away, I'll get it. I'll check my inbox and see the message you probably left me, and I'll probably respond to it. And if you want prayer, we'll ask for prayer. We'll pray for you right here on the program that I just did for Dan Goodyear, Brother James Almador, and my sister Nick. Inbox me. That's a way you can contact with me. Like I just said, you can always call me here right now on the show. Area code number 657-383-0883. You can call me now. As I said the other day, write the number down. Put it somewhere where you can remember, and mark your calendar for 2 o'clock where you can call in and show live and talk with us. You can talk with us. It's also a talk show. If you have any problems you want to talk about, you can talk about them here. If the lessons you bring that you do not agree, with, you can also talk with me about it. You can't go away and say, I just don't like what Brother Austin said today. If you don't, if you disagree with some things I've said, you can call me, or either you can leave a comment down there in the comment box below the show. You can always get in contact with your brother here. You know, for a couple of shows, you know we've been asking for sponsorship. Brother, Blog Talk Radio, and we're not rich, man. We're on a fixed income. If I can say that, being too personal, we'll make an income and we need help. Sponsor us. If there's a church out there who can help sponsor us, if you can sponsor about $200, $500, that's fine. And if you want to sponsor us individually, a monthly dollar, $10, $20, $50, whatever you can send to help us here, spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the masses of the world, to let them know that Jesus loves them and Jesus wants them to be saved. And as I said, you can contact me on my Facebook page, inbox me, or you can call the number here, 657-383-0883, or you can email me at my email address, oskiwalker@gmail.com, or you can visit my webpage, oskiwalkerpublishing.com, and leave a line or two. And while you're there, you can visit my bookstore. We have a bookstore online. I've authored 2 books, A Peaceful Place in a Storm, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. Each book costs $21.50. If you want to buy both books, it is $33. We hope that you go to the bookstore and buy a book. Please do that today. We need money to keep this program on the air. We don't know if we're going to be on this month or not, if we're able to pay the bill. So, if you buy a book from your publisher, will really help us out tremendously. All right? Okay, we got done with the lesson for today. Don't worry, be happy. Part 3. The secret of true happiness. As I always say, for you all who don't have a copy of God's Word, we're going to want to give you time to go get a copy of God's Word and so we can sit and study together. This is going to continue this lesson on next Monday because I believe the world needs mission to happen. I truly believe that the reason why the world is so sad today because the mission to happen. I truly believe that the reason why many people are in today because they are missing true happiness. I hope those that go get a copy of God's Word. I hope you have a copy of God's Word. So we can just restart verse 4 in the Ephesians 4. Here Paul said, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your mind be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God will pass all understanding to keep your hearts and minds through Christ our truth. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if any virtue, be any praise, think on these things, those things which ye have learned and received and heard and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. By rejoicing in the Lord greatly, now at the last your care of me first again, when ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of one, I have learned in whatsoever day I bear with it to be content. I believe many of us, the reason why we can't be happy, the reason why many of us are truly burdened things because we are not being contented. Because many of us do not know how to be contented. When we are and we're happy, sometimes we're happy in the wrong way, aren't we? Some of us are happy with things we have. Some of us are happy because we're born to where there's happy music going. And people jumping up and down, dancing, and drinking. What am I talking about? I think that's true happiness. But here, Paul is talking about a whole kind of happiness. First of all, we must get our right to be happy as Paul is describing here, which is happiness. We must get our thinking right, don't we? And here Paul says in verse 6, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, that the end of virtue and the end of praise, think on these things. What, Paul? What are you seeing? That's why Brother Austin is saying today, many of us cannot find true happiness things. We need to start thinking in the right way. We need to start having a strong trust, faith in Jesus Christ. This is why the world cannot be. And we're talking about true happiness, not the kind of happiness that the world gives you. No, but the happiness that only Jesus Christ and His love can give you. But we have to get our minds right and think on the right thing, all on the wrong things. It's always this time of the year that we think on the wrong at the wrong time. You understand, Brother? I'm saying it's this time that we're always thinking what would make us impact somebody giving me something. It's somebody come in my life that can make me happy. You understand what Brother Oscar is trying to say? And here Paul is saying, if we want happiness, if we truly want to be happy, if we want to really know the secret of true happiness, our mind has to think on these things. Think on the things that are true, things that are honest, things that are just, things that are pure, things that are lovely, things that are good report. And he said, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on that. As I said, we rejoice in the wrong thing. You see, we want to think about things that are honest. We want to think about things that are true. We want to think about doing what's right. Do we? We always want to put our minds on things that are wrong and bring us happiness. I'm here to tell you, my friend, that's not true happiness. What we're talking about true happiness, basically, we're talking about contentment. That's the word that people do not understand. We're talking about contentment. And when you are contented, as Paul is describing here, it does not take that I speak respectfully. But I have learned in whatever state I am with to be content. Paul said, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Paul said, through all my suffering, through my hungerness, my wants and needs, I can still be content because I got my mind right. I got my mind on the right things, and it's on Jesus Christ. I'm allowing things, I'm doing things in moderation. I'm rejoicing in moderation because he wants to recognize things here, okay? We're going to end it here. We're on good health. I believe we're going to finish this up on Monday. Don't worry. Be happy. I can't sing, y'all. Forgive me. The secret of true happiness. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many wonderful blessings. We pray for each listener that is listening to us today. We hope that all have a good afternoon and evening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, it was good chatting with you today. From Word. Bye-bye. And we'll see you Monday. And don't forget, we're going to be coming on Monday on YouTube. All right? Bye-bye.